This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good day.
Hi, welcome back to another episode
of
the
podcast. This isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast could do this.
Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
There he is. Never misses a beat. Podcast. Starring the
Tim. Zooming in from.
Starring the Tim.
Whatever he called that room. Goes by the name of Kyle.
Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
Boys, I feel like the stock is trending upwards. I don't want to go out of my depth here, but. Matt, I feel like you're thriving. You know, your girl's back in town. Ted, obviously on one with Formula One, his trip to Austin. I'm doing great, about to head back to Seattle. I feel like, I don't want to call it early, but boys, like, this stock is a rocket ship. Invest in the podcast. Let's go.
Formula One.
How's the Formula One?
Up there in the top square, beaming in from the desert, Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, just ready for a strong finish to Q4. Right, Cobb?
Finance wow, the CEO, Q4.
Yeah.
Dude, I heard someone in our building talking about their marriage at like something in Q4. Like, we met in Q2, and I was like, oh, gosh. I'd hate to have boardroom sex with either of you.
Cobb, I said Formula Oon because that was a big joke this weekend. Like within our group, like, you know me, like I'll keep a joke going. Like whenever time somebody said Formula One, it's like, it's Formula One.
It's Un. Please respect the sport.
First, I want to hear from you guys. So what, have you heard any good news about Formula One in Vegas? Cause the press has not been awesome.
Any good news? Wow. That actually is a challenge. Any good news? I've definitely heard some negatives. Gosh. That's crazy that you say that. I didn't think about that, but no, I don't think I've heard a single piece of good news. I heard one guy had a really fast lap. That's it.
All right. So most of that I get were not people that were at the race. They're either kind of locals or were in Vegas and the race was going on. First of all, full credit to people like, I mean, they're racing down the strip. It was a pain in the ass to drive in cars around that city. But, you know, you could hoof it around, whatever. I will say this, though, just amazing. I've never seen F1 in person. It's just, and it, look, it's expensive. It's bougie. It's a different sport. But the experience, once you got within like our sections and around the event, was unbelievable. believable. Like, they just do it on such a higher like level. I can't even explain it to you. They had the metal detectors weren't even, I've never seen these ones before. You don't take anything out of your pockets. You just walk through. Like, and I was like, what's it looking for? My buddy was kind of explaining. He's like, you'll see these in our stadium soon. But like, they just have them first. Basically, unless you have like a blade or a weapon on you, like, it's fine. You could use your tickets to scan in and out. There was tons of help. Like, ask me anything. Like, it just, it was unbelievable. And all the activations around there, right? And when I say like activations, like when you go to a stadium and there's like the NFL experience stuff. I mean, you could change a wheel on a car. That was one of them. You just wait in line. You could and change the wheel.
Did you do it? That sounds like a very Ted Smith activity.
I didn't. I was, that was Friday night. They had that out there. Qualifying wasn't till midnight. We were looking at that around like 11-ish. Your boy had a few beverages. I was like, oh, this is going to be a mess if I try this. So I just kind of sat on the side and, you know, maybe heckled a few people.
Well, dude, and this sounds like a Ricky Bobby comment, but like the cars are really fast.
Oh, that's the other thing. And Cobb, you've been, right?
Yeah.
You went to Austin?
Like, I saw the warm-ups in Austin. Or no. I haven't been in Austin. Sorry, I saw MotoGP in Austin. I saw the warm-ups in Melbourne, Australia. Yeah, right.
Just when they race by, like you just never heard a sound like it. I mean, it is unbelievable. Because even Thursday night, so first of all, I will say this. Thursday night, I get off work. I fly down. I land. I call the driver. And he's like, yeah, your whole crew's in the truck. And I'm like, they're all in the truck. They should be waiting for practice too. That's weird. I had no idea that the manhole cover thing had happened.
Oh yeah.
And had ended practice one. So when I get in town Thursday, people are not pleased. People that have bought tickets are not pleased, but we have a fun night. We hang out at the house, whatever. The manhole cover, it's like, you know, it's like, I feel like somebody should have sealed that one, but then,
yeah.
Right.
They put $350 million or more into this like track, building new buildings, resurfacing the road. It's like, you know, probably check those.
Yeah. And it's just, and granted, like, look, I got to preface all this with F1 is a very expensive sport, number one, to be a part of, number two, to go watch in person. All right. Like, the tickets were not cheap or nothing. But once, like, it was, again, it was kind of a pain getting down to where like your seats were, like to enter kind of into the race area. But once you were in like line for that, it was the smoothest thing I've ever been a part of. Like, you get in and out very quickly. You could scan in and out. I had to explain it. Even like beer lines, like drink lines, like also like the drinks. I just couldn't get past this. Like, you didn't have to be in a club section or anything else. It's F1, so it's fancy. Like, they're just mixing real cocktails and there's like real bartenders. And I was like, I was just like, this is unbelievable. I don't know that I've ever seen that at a sporting event, just stands with real bartenders mixing cocktails.
And I love, like, as somebody who just frequents sporting events and is like sort of a fan of the lifestyle, I love like your focus on like the logistics of the operation. You're like, metal detectors, solid, pulled nothing out of my pockets, like real bartenders, mixing drinks, short lines, good bathrooms. And it's like, this guy's stadiums.
Yeah. And then we had our, like where we were too, there was like, it was like all the like free waters, like free sodas, all that kind of stuff. But even like, you know, you might go up to like, say, I forget, I think it was Body Armor had a stand, like these stands all over. And like, you could go up and try the different flavors. Then if you were just like, yeah, I like this one, they're like, here, take a bottle. Like, here, take four bottles. Like that's what I'm saying. It was unbelievable. And then our section, I don't know if they all had this, but there was like, you know, small plates, like Bites by Wolfgang Puck.
Oh,
yeah. And it was all like, again, I mean, there is thousands of people there, but like the lines never got long. There was always food like hot and ready to go. It just, the production level was just unreal. Matt, we talked about you all the time. It's one of the things they had. One stand was just fried PB&Js.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that'd be trouble.
Yeah, right. One was like a short rib grilled cheese. That was the line I went to the most.
Okay.
Like, couldn't really get away from that one. But there was like, you know, like a noodle station. There was like some other like meat thing, but like It just was easy. Like, you just, there wasn't a big line. You walk up, you grab what you want. The only tough thing is all those people. It was a little hard to find a table sometimes, but if you just kind of waited around, somebody would get up, you get a table. Or otherwise, like some people were like, do you mind if we stay in here? We're like, no, come on, stand here with us. Like, it's awesome.
Were people drinking pretty hard, or is mostly food and chatting, or kind of what was the vibe? Excitement, kind of chill?
All of it. I mean, say on Friday, right, there's a practice at 8:30, right? And that lasts for like maybe an hour. But then there's a lot of time in between that and the qualifying. So like, some people just kind of hang out around there, drink drinks, eat the free food. Like, our buddy and his son were playing in a poker tournament. So like, we walked over to find them and then snuck into one of my favorite casinos, Bill's, because they have cheaper minimums, and showed a couple of the boys how to shot dice for a while. And then you like go back and check back in and you'd watch qualifying. I mean, it was, and we had gone, there's a Hofbrau house there. So we went there Friday afternoon, which was kind of close to our entrance. And I still don't know if the mayor did it or not, but like, my buddy, who doesn't know our other friend, Nick, he works for Hofbrau. So we had like a little gift card waiting for us. But as soon as we sat down at the table, it's like, oh, it's Nick's birthday. That wasn't Nick's birthday, but that did not stop us from celebrating the shit out of Nick's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Nick's birthday, man. You got to.
Right. So, I mean, right. Like, we're like, hell yeah, it's Nick's birthday. And then, like, you know, if you get a shot of schnapps or something, like a tall German woman has to spank you. And like, we first get into that Hofbrau house, it's like 4 p.m. It is not very busy. It's a little quiet in there. We waste no time. Start firing up liters of beer. And my buddy that works for him, he's like, I'll hook you up with a gift card, but you better get spanked. So like, we're getting spanked. You can hear people going, ooh, and ah, and like,
like, ooh, that's just good. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And she was like 6'1" German woman. I was like, that's what I expect. Wow. If I'm gonna be at a German beer hall and get spanked, like, that's who I want.
Yeah, she needs to have some power. Wait, is this this is on the strip?
Yeah, so the Virgin Hotel, which used to be Hard Rock, it's right by there.
Oh, and yeah.
That was about as close as you could get to our entrance for our seats before you had to kind of pull off.
Oh, so were your guys' seats in the new buildings they built, like kind of by the paddock?
So we were across from the paddock.
Yeah, where they have the garages and stuff. I saw they just built, Formula One bought that land to build that for this race. That's sick. $260 million.
It used to just be a parking lot.
Wow. That's okay. Yeah, that makes sense then. That's kind of by the Hard Rock. Cool.
Right. So now it's Virgin. So yeah, that was the other thing, is a couple of our buddies work private security. So we had just a driver kind of on call from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m., which was very nice. Because some of the Ubers I saw, like surge pricing was like $150. And it was like, wow. We had spent a lot to secure the, you know, the car and the driver. But it's like having an extraction point and just knowing where. And Matt's laughing. Our two buddies are, you know, Marines. So I mean, like, we were using that lingo all weekend. I was like, can I call it the EP? And they're like, what? The extraction point? I thought we shortened everything in the military. They're like, nah, we just call it the extraction point.
Dude, it sounds so sick. You can't abbreviate that one.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, yeah. And Friday, right, we had hung out. It's also nice that the mayor's son is 21. So like, we went and got breakfast. And we were like, just meet us at this bar. And he did. So like, also, there was a pool at our house. It was frigid and freezing. I got in Thursday night, and then we got back in Friday afternoon. Like, whew.
Getting that cold. See, now you got that cold plunge experience, dude. Firing it up. Nice, Ted.
Yeah. Then Saturday, I was going to say, and it was just impressive. There's cars out there. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like tailgating, but when you wait in between stuff, but that's what I'm saying. They had so much cool stuff to look at and to interact with. Like, it didn't feel like you were wasting too much. You know what I mean? It didn't seem like you were just killing time the whole time.
Oh, yeah. And everybody flies in like their supercars and stuff. I mean, there's just a lot to look at when Formula One's in town. It's a circus. I mean, it's like the fanciest circus you've ever seen in your life.
Correct. And now, granted, I will say one thing against F1 is, and I think they're going to lower the prices next year. Like, you got to have you got to have the average person. Like, we had saved up and planned this trip, but like the average person can't go to these events. Like, it just, it was too much. And a lot of the locals couldn't. So that would be the one big thing I would say was bad. Almost everybody I talked to in our section, like, hell, I didn't even meet that many Americans. Like, it was a lot of people from other countries and this and that. Matt, you would have loved it. The Mexican Americans were out in force, strong for Checo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then Saturday, trying to remember, what the hell did we do Saturday? So Saturday, right, we did something in the morning.
The race was on Saturday night, right?
Right, but not till 10 p.m. And then we were just kind of hanging out at the house Saturday afternoon. And like, actually, that's one of those random moments. That's what we did Saturday. We got up and went to the casino by us out in Henderson or wherever we were and watched, like, because I wanted to watch that Maryland game. Then we just went back to the house. We're kind of chilling. Just sat there, like, having cocktails and stuff and just laughing. Right. And like, the mayor's son is like busting his chops. We're busting his chops. I mean, it was just like, even that day part of it was really fun. Got stuck in a couple little loops there, if you will. And then, so then it's like, all right, Saturday evening, like, we're like, this is it. We're going to the race. Friday, I got a little too fired up during the day at the Hofbrau house. Saturday, I was on it. Like, I still had, had a couple Red Bull vodkas, had a couple beers. But I was like, I'm not, like, I want to be more on my game than I was Friday night. So we get over there, and the anticipation at this point, I mean, it's unreal, right? We go out there, we see like the, they like bring out all the drivers and the fancy cars and everything. And I mean, any celebrity you can imagine was there, right? Like, it was ridiculous. So now we're getting close to race time. We've already gotten it, the mayor's like getting cocktails, but now we're like a half hour from race time. So like, you know me. Now I'm on it. So I'm getting a little sports anxiously. And I'm like, I'm getting out of this line. And they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, it's a sporting event.
I got to pace.
Right? Like, I got to get some beers and like start ripping some beers or whatever. Also kind of funny. I didn't see a ton of people like wearing like other sports gear. I'm coming out of the bathroom. I buy two beers and these two guys in Ohio State gear. And I just walk up to him. I'm annoyed, Michigan against Maryland. And I go, hey, man, I'm a Maryland fan. Can you guys do me a favor next week? And they're like, what's up? I'm like, beat the fucking shit out of Michigan. I was like, look, I'll be honest. I'm not an Ohio State fan either. I'm just sick of Michigan this year.
Dude, I mean, in all fairness, the Terps beat the spread by a lot. They lost by 7. They just lose by 21, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like, they put up a fight. It was good. I think everybody in our crew saw that side of Ted. Most people don't see unless you're watching a Maryland game with me. There were some Michigan fans cheering behind us. So I was like, try not to cheat or steal anything on your way out. And I'm just hungover. Like, I'm stone sober at this point. I'm still chirping people. So then we get down there. Now it's a little bit before the race, like, and we're just filling up our pockets with like, free waters, this and that. Everybody's got their drinks. I got a couple beers. Get up to our seats. We knew, right? Because we're right on that first turn. We were like, as soon as they come down the start-finish line, like, something's going to go bad in that first turn.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, it's on. That's where you guys were, was on the first turn?
Yeah, we were just before that.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that happens. The race was good. My guy, Pierre Gasly, lost some spots. I
mean, well, there was a penalty in the first turn of the race, right? Right in front of you? And you made him go wide? That's so cool. That was a pivotal.
Right, because Verstappen ran Charles Leclerc, like, just ran him off the track. That's the other thing. There's Max fans, but not in our section. People are just like, fuck Max, like, of course, blah, blah, blah. And then the other wild thing is like, there's just this giant TV in front of you. And it's like watching it on TV. Like, it's the same broadcast, and you watch it, and then you kind of hear them. Then it's like, all right, here they come.
They just come ripping by.
Yeah, plus the pits were right in front of us, too. So, I mean, watching those cars cruise in, stop for all of 2 seconds and cruise out, you're just like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. Full tank of gas, 4 new tires. Like, it's absurd.
Yeah. And like, somebody in our group had done a little research. So we knew. And the race wasn't bad. It was pretty good. It was a little better than people expected. One of our buddies was filming, and he's a Checo fan. one of the best things he got is he's filming Checo come down, and you just hear me next to him go, Checo's going to overtake Pierre. TV, I will say F1 on TV might be a better viewing experience, but when you're in person, you can, like, every lap they come by, you can see the gaps getting longer or getting closer, and it's like, oh, he's hunting them down. He's going to get them. So that was really awesome. The race was good, and then we knew when the race ended, they were going to take the first, second, and third place driver, drive them over to the Bellagio to do an interview there, and then drive them all the way back on the track to the main section to give out the awards.
Oh, nice.
So, right, our buddies had been to an F1 race before. So, I mean, as soon as that checkered flag flies, which, by the way, they brought out Bieber for it, which is kind of wild. Oh, yeah. Bruce Buffer did the intro for all the drivers.
It was time.
Right? It was Vegas to the max. So God, we knew
that's awesome.
As soon as that race was over, some people leave, some people don't care about the podium stuff. We wanted to see the podium. So our buddy just starts cutting through the crowd, right? He's like, just stay on my six. So
it's like a weapon.
Yeah, it's me, him, the mayor's son. We're right behind him. We lost the mayor. He was like, I'm not that interested. And we are squeezing by people, like just cutting through rows. Mm-hmm. We finally find a spot as they're like finishing up where they're going to set up the podium stage. And we are dead center. Like all the main professional cameras are right in front of us. We find like five empty seats, which we were so lucky to do. Because other people tried what we were doing and people are like, well, these aren't your seats. You can't sit here. Like this and that.
Wow.
So we were primed. Some dude in a full Checo kit sat next to me. Mexican dude. He's wearing a helmet, like full race thing. He's got his Mexican flag. Like there's got to be pictures of me just next to him internationally.
Jesus. That's awesome.
Right. So then here's the best part. And Cobb, I want you to know this because you were with me when I went through a weird obsession with this DJ. Because of Fernando Rodney. So they give out all the awards, massive firework display, and then it's like on the screen, you're like, oh man, is that Martin Gurex? Is he going to hop on the decks? And then we look up, he's right in front of us, and he plays like a 25-minute set as we're just standing in the stands. I was like,
what?
Yes.
How far were you from him?
It's hard to tell if the track was in between us, but I'd say 100, 150 yards.
Wow. Dude, that's crazy. That's so cool. God, yeah, you're like a prime spot.
Yeah, and I elbow the mayor's son because he's really into DJs. He DJs, and as soon as Gurex starts, I'm like, he has to play Animals, right? So he does like his set. We're loving it. That was just cool. Like, I was like, I didn't know there was going to be a just extra set by like one of my favorite DJs of all time. Yeah,
icing.
Yeah. So then after that, we walk over to the Wynn because the mayor and his son have tickets to a show that night at XS. And like we leave them there. The Wynn, by the way, I'd never been in there. It's probably one of the nicest casinos we've ever seen. And that's where the money's at. I mean, you don't even see a woman in a normal dress. They're all done up. Like everybody's suited and booted. Like it was amazing. Like the three of us just kind of walked around. We would just people watch it every once in a while. We'd be like, all right, let's get a cocktail, see what's going on.
Yeah, it's bougie. That's where I stayed last time I was in Vegas, and it's pretty absurd.
Yeah, and the other thing too is because of all the road closures, like you had to walk through like these new walkways and then like through the casinos. So it's funny, like we checked like the walking app at like 2:30. Maybe three. And we had already walked 4.5 miles since midnight.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think we logged like 8.5 or 9 miles on race day, just up and down. And it's also wild because you're cutting through casinos, right? So it's like, I'm not going to name any, but you kind of go like, all right, this one's not bad. Then it's like, this one's nice. This one sucks.
Yeah, totally. You do get like strong opinions. Well, and especially not being able to take a car up and down the strip. Like you're walking through every casino, you know, and you guys, it sounds like we're on the, the Wynn side of the street. So it's like you're hitting the Venetian and you're hitting the Flamingo and just like, you know, all of that Imperial Palace. I mean,
Yeah, and nice. I think, I don't know if we got lost or whatever, but at a certain point, I'm like, this is the third time we've walked through Treasure Island. Like, I'm getting tired of walking through this place. I would say, easily, the Checo fans, Checo fans would just see a group of another Checo fans and just start chanting, Checo, Checo.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I've been trying to explain to people, it's hard to put in the words, but just the experience at the race was just, it was the greatest sporting spectacle I've ever been a part of. And the ease of getting drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, the food, the bathrooms, finding your seat, like they did it so well.
Rich people just have a better life, Ted.
Well, listen, that's wild. If anybody listening to this went to the race, we were in the East Harmon end. We also, for a while, were like, maybe we're just the East Harmon boys. And then it's like, yeah, until people are from Vegas and like, you assholes aren't the East Harmon boys.
Yeah. You've been here for what, 6 hours? Yeah. Sipping white wine in the paddock.
There was so many celebrities there. They kept putting celebrities up on the screen, and I'm just like, I don't even know who that is.
Who was the biggest celebrity that we would know?
I will say,
or who stood out? It doesn't even really matter. I don't care.
I mean, Bex is a pretty big celebrity.
Is that David Beckham?
Yeah,
that's massive.
Rob McElhenney or whatever his name is, from It's Always Sunny. Him and his wife, they were in nice. Pierre Gasly's, they were in the Alpine like paddock. That was pretty cool. And it's funny.
It's got to be weird as a driver. Like, you're meeting celebrities and you're like, I'm at work. Like, I just have to focus on the race.
Right. So that was Verstappen's whole thing. He was like, number one, street tracks are different than like a closed, like an actual course, like down in Austin. Yep. And he was like, I just want to race. Like, I feel like we had to do a bunch of extra BS, which I get. He's not wrong. But yeah. Also, it was funny, the people behind us, like, everybody knows Wrexham because of Ryan Reynolds and Rob. But Rob's last name is kind of hard to say. So the people behind us were like, that's the other co-owner of with Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, yeah, Rob McElhenney or whatever his name is. So, like, everybody was dying laughing. Like, yeah, he's a famous celebrity, but like, it just doesn't roll off the tongue like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I know the alliteration is a little easier. That's funny. God, dude. So it sounds like it was like just a place to see and be seen. I'm surprised you didn't see friggin' Taylor Swift.
Me too.
Travis Kelce.
And like that night at that club, like, I forget who he went to. It was like, it just was ridiculous. Like, he was showing me videos and it's like other massive DJs and Diplo's just up on the stage with him, just rifling tequila.
Dude, Diplo lives a great life, man. His Instagram, I love that he's taking full advantage of who he became. Yeah. It's impressive.
Well, it's also funny because they were worried. They're like, what if the race runs late and we miss like the opening set or whatever? I was like, listen, all the money in the world is going to be at that club at the win. Like, those DJs are not starting till this race is over. And there's been a buffer zone for people to get there.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, it goes without saying that the talent, the women, unreal.
Ooh.
Like, even just at the race alone, like, I mean, I there was so many times you're just like, oh man, that might be the hottest woman I've seen. Oh, hang on, there's a few more. Oh, hang on. And just like,
yeah,
damn,
honestly, a stone cold 10, you know, in Seattle at least, you don't see a lot of stone cold 10s in person, you know, just weather, given the weather, people are like covered up and stuff. It is astonishing when you see like model quality women in person. I mean, it's tough. It's like looking at the surface of the sun. I know you guys aren't going to say anything, but you're both nodding emphatically. I'd like to point that out.
Dude, I love...
No, you're right. There was a couple where it's just like, that might be the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in person.
Yeah.
When, Ted, when you were like... And it goes without saying, the talent. Like, Cobb and I both looked at you with the same look on our face of like, bewilderment and confusion. Like, we just know exactly the kind of hotness that you're talking about. It just... rattles your entire consciousness for a second. It's amazing to be around.
Yeah. And the win was just all of that. And ooh, credit to some of the dudes. Like, some dude walked by me in like a brown leather, like light brown, like leather jacket. And it, you know, like, you can open up the inside and it was like white fur or something. But you got to keep in mind, it's cold outside. So like you're kind of dressed for that. But when you get in the casinos, there's all these people like you're either hot out inside. You get inside. And you're like, oh, man, it's hot in here. And I remember this dude walks behind me like, you know, super cool jeans that probably cost hundreds of dollars, the right shoes. And I was like, that guy looks amazing. Like he's going to pull one of those chicks tonight. I was like, I also have to imagine that he is just sweating his ass off inside of that jacket.
Sounding it, man. If you got the white fur, you got to flaunt it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was wild. Like I said, one of the best sporting experiences of my life. I was just like, this is crazy. And I'm glad we were at the first one. I don't know that I pay that money to go next year. And I really want to go to Austin now and see him race on a track. But like to be at the first one, and even with the mistakes of the track and everything, like it's pretty damn cool. And the bad thing, I think, for more local, smaller businesses was the Epic. I don't know how many people went to those kind of places, but like all the big casinos, like they're going to make out with crazy amounts of money because you had all the high rollers. And I mean, you had Saudi money, Chinese money. I mean, any money you can think of, it was all there.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you. I think going for the inaugural one was the right move because that's just like, you know, people are just excited. Like you said, all the celebrities came out. It's like, it's just a big deal that will never happen again. I mean, of course the race will continue and it'll be great, but yeah, like what an event to go to, and like sounds like 100% worth the spend. Just cool. But yeah, dude, you can hit the Austin one anytime, man. It's great.
All right, Cobb, I did not text you back. Am I right? Correct? You actually went to Snow's barbecue?
I went to Smitty's barbecue.
Smitty's, all
right. Because that you said it was your nickname at one point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Smitty's. So I actually end up getting.
If your
trapped.
Last name is Smith and you play a sport, you've been Smitty at some point. Some coach has been like Smitty.
Yeah. So I we went out to this town called Lockhart. It's about 25 minutes from Austin, and I ended up getting trapped out there. We went out there to see like a friend's I guess ranch probably is the right word. I don't know, piece of land, I found out it's the barbecue capital of Texas. So home of the original Black's barbecue, home of Terry Black's, Smitty's, and a couple other spots. So I was like, okay, these people know barbecue. Let's do it. So we go. Smitty's, I would encourage you to just do a quick Google. I sent Ted a video, but you walk in and you're inside of a brick smoker. Like the whole room is a black brick smoker. The fire that's fueling, like that smoke, everything is just on the floor, like on a concrete floor in like maybe a 6-inch pit. Like you could easily just fall into these giant logs that are on fire. And then there's just a cash register and they're like, what do you want? So you answer and they just open up this big metal smoker, pull out whatever. It's pretty cool. So anyway, I sent Ted a picture, but the issue was, Ted, I had to pull a page from your playbook. We ended up getting trapped out there. So I don't have a car. We took an Uber out there and that was no problem. Easy to get Ubers in Austin. What I didn't really think about is a Sunday in Texas, in a small town, like everyone's watching football. No one's driving Uber. So I tried, honestly, 9 times to get an Uber and it would look for a while. And then it's like, hey, there's just no drivers. So I was like, all right, well, phone's about to die. I was like, let's duck into a local bar, see what's going on. So we pop into a bar, have a couple Miller lattes, order some fries, start making friends with the locals. Sure enough, within an hour, the local postman has, he's offered us to stay at his house. He wants to name one of his cats after us. And we're doing great. We're friends with the bartender. Now this other couple's joining. We're just like, I'm cranking up the small town charm, boys. We always laugh. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I turn it on. And so I was like, well, you know, it's like 6:30. Like we really might get stuck here. And, you know, we have a dog at home. And so I was like, what are we actually going to do? I was like, do we have to take like a city bus back? I'm like, those are going to stop running soon. Like we were really running out of options. And then when I finally just let it go and was just crushing beers, I was like, I'm probably my fourth Miller Lite, which you guys know is a lot for me. I don't need to drink watching the Seahawks game. I'm ordering corn dogs for like, you know, multiple people. I'm just like, get him a corn dog. Get me a corn dog. Get her a corn dog. Like just starting to take over. And then I hit my phone and an Uber driver came through. She's like 35 minutes away or something. I'm like, all right, we got 35 minutes, everybody. And at this point, most of the town is on our side. And so like then they start buying us drinks. I don't know. It was just fun. And so, finally our driver gets there and she must have seen my like notification 9 times because like she was a deaf woman and you could tell she just like just gotten out of bed. Like, all right, fine. Like, you know what? Like ninth alert. Like, all right, I'll give this guy a ride and drove all the way to get us. So that was awesome. Drove us home. So we made it out alive. But yeah, Ted, I channeled you and was just like, all right, I'm just going to ingratiate myself with the local populace and see what happens. And dude, there was like a 5% chance of me driving a U.S. Postal Service truck home. Like that's where we were at within the Lockhart community. So, and we heard some, I'll tell you guys off air, but you know, you can learn a lot about a small town in a short time. And some of the stories were wild. I don't want to say them on here just because there's, you know, potential liability or what's the word, like criminal, whatever. I don't know, but pretty crazy. I'll tell you boys at the break.
Yeah, even for us, because like we couldn't get the Seahawks game on the house. It's like Sunday afternoon. You know me, I'm all riled up. So we're just like, screw it. We'll just walk down to like the local bar or whatever. And I called the guy just to make sure, like, can you get the Seahawks game on? He's like, sure. He's like, the Niners game's like the national game of the week. So like we got that on the big screen with the sound. But like I got plenty of TVs. Come on in. You know, we get in there. You know me. There's like one dude in an Eagles shirt. And I go, hey, Joe. All right. And I'm like, hey, ask that guy what part of Jersey he's from. And like his wife's like, what? And I'm like, ah, I'm just busting chops or whatever. We start BSing with them. Like one couple leaves. Next thing you know, right, same thing. There's not too many people in there. Hawks are on the big screen. We're drinking.
Let's go.
Chicken wings and drinking espresso martinis.
Dude, exactly. Exactly. That's awesome.
Also, I got to say, like, the mayor is unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, even just getting cocktails and stuff, like, the bartender at the events, like, they're pumping out drinks, right? But they're hand-making them and stuff. And like he's just joking, and like one of the bartenders, she just loved us, and I was just like, God, like I'm good at like he's real.
He's
well,
charming. He's very charming.
Both, I guess it helps. We both talk for a living.
Yeah, he can be very charming when he wants to be.
All right. Well, let's take a break here, and we'll come back. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now finish up with the normal stuff. All right, welcome back, and thanks to our number one new main sponsor, Formula Un, in association with Heineken Silver. I drink more Heineken Silver. One guy, he goes, regular or silver? Because that was the only thing. You can only get Heineken's. And I go, I mean, silver. And it's like just a dude from Vegas. I go, I mean, what, if you had Miller Lite, he goes, I hear you, man. The silver's the one you want.
Dude, that's so funny. Because like, you know how Heineken is sort of like a lower, I don't know, like a lower rung beer in the States?
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive, but people just don't drink it.
Sorry, I flipped that. Yeah, Heineken is like the water of Europe, but over there, like Bud Light and Bud Diesel are like kind of like nicer, like fancier beers. So that is like their Miller Lite or whatever. I mean, just because there's so many Euros coming over for this, you know, and it is like a European event.
But oh, yeah, I talked to people from Scotland, from Germany, I mean, just all over the place in Europe. So it was, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know there was a lot of stuff. It was super expensive. But honestly, you can hear it in my voice. It was so much freaking fun, man. It was just awesome.
Ted, you're just living that jet set lifestyle lately, dude. Austin Food and Wine, oyster tastings in Seattle, Formula Un in Vegas. It's like, who is this guy?
November's been a wild month for your boy.
Yeah, dude, you're on it.
All right, Mr. Cobb, we got some emails.
Oh, yeah. Top topic. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I apologize for being a week behind on the podcast, but I wanted to give my opinion on my favorite bird. My favorite bird is the great horned owl. Not only are they universally symbolized as being full of wisdom, but they also thrive in the dark. Not to get dark on you gents, but this has really resonated with me throughout some dark times in my life. To just persevere and find my way to thrive through the good and the bad. Love the content, boys. Eric, your Columbia, Missouri supporter.
Oh, Columbia, Missouri. All right. I like it.
Nice. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Gentlemen, I stumbled upon a pick from the meet and greet held in Tacoma in November 2018. I can confidently say that a great time was had by all in attendance. Now, here we are 5 years later, having experienced a worldwide health pandemic and the equally harrowing moves of MCTP to California and Cobb to Tejas. My question for the panel is this. Understanding the mileage involved for the men of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
And the budgetary restrictions on an ever-changing broadcast industry. We don't get paid. Is there even a remote possibility that a 2024 The Meet and Greet can be scheduled? With a lot of love and a little shove, LARP on. Christopher Walken.
That's a tough call. I mean, if we pulled it off, I would say it would summer. Maybe some. I was going to say sometime in the summer, and might be like a random, like, not as crazy, just like, all right, it's a Thursday, let's get together.
Dude, that's crazy. George is in this photo.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. Dang, I had like a full beard too. This is actually, that is a trip down memory lane. Wow. Great photo, yeah. Christopher.
Because I think we went over and hung out at Rev's afterwards.
Yeah, Rev's in there. God, you have a really good memory. That's ridiculous. this was the ankle weights party. Yeah. Yes. Nice. Okay. When to start Christmas movies? That was the Cop Topic last week. I don't generally watch Christmas or holiday movies, but I do listen to Christmas music. The day I begin holiday cooking is the day I start by playing the NSYNC Home for Christmas album and any other holiday faves. This year, I had an early Friendsgiving event, so I had the music on by November 9th. I also just learned Robbie Williams has a holiday album, so that's going into the rotation this year. Happy holidays, Michelle.
Oh, Robbie Williams. Good pull.
Wow.
I've transitioned over. I feel like I'm a Michael Bublé guy, and I do a lot of like coffee shop Christmas on Spotify.
Yeah, I always enjoy like big band. Like I used to have an album, like a CD, like double album that was literally just big band playing instrumental Christmas songs.
Oh yeah, ooh. Big band is nice. Or some of that like New York like lobby music. Matt, any go-tos?
The Mariah Carey one always brings me back to her prime. That brings back, you know, joyful childhood memories. That's what the holiday spirit's all about.
Mm-mm-mm. I can't remember what the stat is, but I want to say she makes like $20 million a year on that.
Something like that.
And also underrated, there's a couple different versions, but Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. I love that one.
Yeah, that does hit too. Christmas stuff. For me, no Christmas movies till after Thanksgiving, but Christmas lights are fully on the table the day after Halloween. All the land, Isaac.
Wow.
That's fair. There was a lot of Christmas stuff up in Vegas. I would put up lights or something the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When does Christmas season start? Doing anything Christmassy before the post-Thanksgiving weekend is an abomination. Because as a frustratingly beautiful man who looks like Aaron Rodgers once said, people talk about a war on Christmas, but Christmas is at war with the rest of the year.
That's a good line. I don't remember that one.
God, I don't remember saying it, but I'm happy I apparently did. Also, Bad Santa is objectively the best Christmas movie. Dude, he's right. Bad Santa is so good.
It is. It's funny as hell.
Bad
Santa. Actually, it's Bad Santa. It's funny as f***.
Yeah. God damn it, Ted. It's objectively the best Christmas movie because it's the most entertaining and the most Christmassy. I've watched it every Christmas Eve for 2 decades, and every year it cracks me up. LARP on, Carson the lawyer.
Yeah, Carson, that's a very good call. Also, I know Carson's a college football fan. Everybody will appreciate, even though we were at the Formula One race in the stands as the race is about to start, somebody in our group had the Husky versus Oregon State game on their phone. And nice. We were like looking over, we're like, all right, hang on, they're doing the formation lap. Like, what's going on in the game? By the way, Huskies got in number four in the college football playoff as of today.
Wow. I didn't know. I didn't see that. I mean, I knew they were going to be creeping up, but God, that's the highest I've seen them ranked in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, and was the Rose Bowl technically in my lifetime? Yeah. Maybe that's the highest I've seen them as you know, as a cognizant adult.
Yeah. And a lot of people, even some of the national media, like, well, they barely got by Oregon State. It's like, well, they beat them by like, what? I don't know. Double digits. It was piss and rain. That was the 11th team in the nation. Like, sorry if you don't respect the Pac-12 and Oregon State, but like, that's a very good team. They've literally won 16 out of 17 of their last games until the Huskies beat them. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, like, let's give Oregon State a little bit of credit. And like, Washington is good.
And it was on the road, too.
Yeah, it was in Corvallis. It's a Saturday night. It's piss and rain. It's like 40 some degrees. Like, that's all leads up to them losing, and they still got the job done.
Yeah, seriously. That's like one of those ones. Yeah, that's honestly an impressive win.
Right. Now, with that said, this weekend, that Apple Cup is going to be live. Like, I think the Huskies will be fine, but like, it's in Husky Stadium. Like, that place is going to be rocking and rolling.
I know. I'm flying up tomorrow. I was thinking about trying to go. I think I'm not going to, but yeah, it's going to be a war. I mean, it's going to be fun, but
yeah I mean, if
I really hope they win.
I know a lot of people that are going to end up going to the Seahawks versus Niners Thanksgiving day or evening, and then going to the Apple Cup Saturday afternoon. Like, that's a lot of sports.
Well, that's a hell of a back-to-back. I didn't know Seahawks Niners were playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Wait, so Ted, the Cowboys always get a game on Thanksgiving, Detroit Lions, and who's the third team, or is it just any two random teams?
It's any two random teams because they didn't add that third game until like, I don't know, 15 years ago, or I don't even know if it's that long. It was traditionally always the Lions play in the morning, then the Cowboys, and then it was kind of college football in the evening, but now the NFL's added that third game. So that one kind of rotates.
Wow, so Seahawks are getting some primetime action. I like that.
Oh, and the Smith clan overall, East Coast, West Coast, going to be a mess because the Commanders are playing Dallas. And then after that, it's the Hawks and Niners. So, like, a lot of my family are still Commanders fans. Cousin Tom's a Niners fan. I'm a Hawks fan. I'm like, the Smiths, like, coast to coast, are going to be on a good one Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They're going to be drinking hard. Grateful for if we get some wins.
Check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Check out with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Matt,
Hey, what's good? What's
man? Check out with what's Matt.
Yeah, so speaking of the Seahawks, I drove out to LA this weekend to see them play the Rams in person.
Oh.
Yeah, overall, very exciting experience. Obviously didn't pan out the way I wanted at the end there. But man, that stadium is something else to behold in person. Like,
all right,
it's so massive and it just looks so tight. Like, yeah, it just like we went last year and it was the same thing. Like that stadium just steals the show. And then, you know, like I said, yeah, the game didn't go how we wanted, but we had a good weekend, you know, just going out to LA. Tyler flew back in Saturday. Basically picked her up and went straight to LA. And then we were staying at the W in Beverly Hills. And shout out to, I don't know the dude's name at the desk, but he gave us an upgrade because Tyler said it was my birthday because technically it's coming up. And last year we went to the game for my birthday. So she bought tickets again this year for my birthday. And so dude upgraded us to a suite. Went out to dinner in Santa Monica for sushi. They had sushi pizza.
All right, tell me more.
Yeah, so they get rice, and then they like cook the rice a little bit, fry it a little bit so that it hardens as the crust. And then they put on, you know, whatever, it depends on the type. We got the sampler, so there's like a California one, and then there's like a barbecue chicken one that was good, and there's one other one I can't remember, but it was like, you know, I'm pretty sure they put actual cheese on it. Like we were trying to figure it out. We knew we were getting the sushi pizza trio when we went in. So we didn't actually like look at the actual ingredients list. We were just like, well, we saw it on the website. We know we're definitely doing that. And then we looked at other rolls and figured it out, but it was really good. We had a great time. Shout out to Sushi Pizza. It's really delicious and kind of odd, but it works, surprisingly. I mean, go figure. It's sushi and pizza. Like, they're both awesome individually. Of course, it's awesome together. And then we went out to the Santa Monica Pier, kind of messed around, and then came home, tried to watch F1. Passed out like during the formation lap. we're just exhausted. She'd been traveling. I had work before I picked her up. And yeah, then so we watched it first thing in the morning before I knew what happened from the internet. So it worked out well. And yeah, then we went out to the game.
I was gonna say, when we got home that night, like the three of us got home at like, I don't know, 3:30, and we were like, oh man, let's eat some food. And then we sat there and rewatched the race just because we wanted to see it from a different angle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
it was a great race. Like,
yeah, it was much better than I thought it was.
Yeah, like we were kind of like, oh, we'll just check out the views, you know, and see the spectacle for a little bit, like, who cares? Max already won this season. You know, he's probably going to win the race. But, you know, we just kept watching because it was just a good race with a lot of action throughout. So, yeah, we watched all the way to the very end, but we were not planning on it. It was just like, oh, it's an actual good race this season. Like, there's been so many where, you know, if you turn in 20 laps into the race, Max is already ahead by like 30 seconds over the next guy. He's got a free pit stop waiting for him. Like, yeah. God damn it, dude. Yeah. So, overall, really good weekend. You know, I'm definitely, you know, it was, I'm glad Geno Smith appears to be mostly okay. Cause like, without getting the broadcast updates, I'm just like up there on the 50 yard line in the high up seats on the 500 level, with no idea what's going on with Gino while Drew Locke's in there, just like freaking out. Like on the broadcast, they'd be like, oh, and they'd show the replay and this and that. I was just like blind watching Drew Locke kind of blow it for the middle of that game.
Yeah. It was, yeah, they needed that one. Oh, honestly. God, come on. And like, Yeah, there's just a couple bad plays. It clearly wasn't a PI on Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to blame the refs. I'm just like, damn it, man.
That one was like, pivotal.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know what happens. I think there's a chance we might just get our butt whipped at home against the Niners because the Niners look like they're back. But, you know, it's a divisional game. It's Thanksgiving. You never know.
You never know. But, yeah, it's a tough four-game stretch coming up.
Yeah, right. Because then the Thursday after that, it's like, yeah, go play the Cowboys now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
I was thinking a little bit recently about time dilation and just, I don't know, this year. We had thought it had gone by really fast, and then last year at this time, our whole building lost power, and they put everyone in hotels. I was already back in Seattle for the seasonal popcorn grind, but I was chatting with the girlfriend about it, and she was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe like that was only a year ago. Like so much we've experienced so much this year." And so I was just thinking about time, and I don't know if you could go back and tell yourself stuff and whatever. So anyway, top topic this week, kind of a fun one. All right. If you met 16-year-old you and you only have 10 seconds, what do you say? Feel free to email us literally the word email at thepodcast.com. If you meet the 16-year-old version of yourself and you only have 10 seconds to say something to your old self, what do you say? Boys?
Ooh.
I know. It's tough.
10 seconds.
That's a tough one. My first instinct would just be like prioritize your health more now. Like start now.
Ooh. Yeah. God, mine are like so self-serving. It's like one of them I don't want to say, but it'd be like, you know, don't date this person. And like I would probably quote Microsoft's current stock price. You know what I mean? Just like basically like buy it. Like, I'd be like, Microsoft 373.
Jesus. I mean, that's a good call.
Think of how much you could fit, like, tight stuff in there, you know?
Don't sell like your Cisco stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't love you. It's like, what? Jesus, run. So, I don't know. Matt?
Oh, man.
Jump to mind?
Yeah, the stocks and Bitcoin definitely came to mind.
Put it all on Bitcoin.
Those are the first things.
Dude, that's the move.
I mean, other than that, like, yeah, there's things I could do. I would say I would tell myself that at 16, I would be like, you don't need to go to college, you know, and you don't need to stress about going to college now. And that I can, you know, like, I would say at that time I was getting condemned a lot for having no impulse control. But as I've become an adult, like I've started to, you know, let those, like, it's more fun. Like, I don't know. I let my impulses run my life still. They just turned out okay. So it's like, I don't know. I'd be like, don't listen to grownups. They don't know what they're doing. Bitcoin, Apple, Microsoft.
Every dollar you make into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
16,
like,
yeah. So,
dude,
yeah.
If I just had, like, because that's like the one thing is like, if I had crazy money right now, I'd be set, dude. But like, you know, I'll get there. But I got health, I got happiness. I just need, you know, the financial aspect of things, you know, and trying to put it more into focus now. So I guess that's why I'm thinking, like, damn, dude, if I was 16 and I could just have a few, you know, have that sports almanac from Back to the Future 2, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't. I got 10 seconds, so it's Bitcoin, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, and then, you know, like, yeah, don't listen to grownups. They don't know anything.
Love that.
Can you imagine how mind-blowing it is, those 16? Like, Bitcoin? Like, what?
Like, it won't be out for another 8 years.
Yeah. Dude, Nelly's the
it's longer than that.
Still,
well, for you, it's longer. Yeah, we would have been 16 in 2003.
Is that when Bitcoin started? 2003?
No, it would have been another 8 years. So it's like 2000. Yeah. I think technically like 2009, but really it kind of started to get more popular around like 2011. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Like 60-year-old me has a pager.
Yeah.
Right. Still using America Online. We like invest in Bitcoin. We're like, what the hell is you talking about?
Yeah. It's like, let it all ride on Amazon until Bitcoin comes out and then put it all in Bitcoin.
It would also be kind of fun to be like, this is going to blow your mind. The Patriots are going to get good.
Yeah. You're like, I've been saying it, man. Patriots are going to get good. I've been saying it for years, y'all.
Right. I mean, back then they're just a doormat. You'd be like, this guy's insane. Future me's insane. He's talking about this Bitcoin and that the Patriots are good.
Yeah.
OJ gets acquitted. Dude, that's wild. You could throw so many crazy, like so much info.
Well, 6 year old,
think about like 10 seconds, like how much info you could actually get in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we go, happy Thanksgiving, boys. I hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving break. If you don't get a break, hopefully you just enjoy the meal.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know what? I don't know. Have a few more potatoes, have a little roll. Oh, MCTP. Have you heard of the Thanksgiving leftover pizza?
No.
Apparently, people are doing this. Oh. I'm going to try it this year. I'm just going to get a bubbly crust. I guess you put down like potatoes or gravy as like the base and then add like stuffing and some turkey and then some cheese. I've DiGiorno made a frozen one. I've heard it's a thing people do. So like at some point this weekend, I'm going to mess around and be like, I don't know if it's going to turn out good, but like, all right, screw it. Let's try it.
Oh,
dude, it'll turn out good. Although I got to say, if you can get like some of the pizza dough, I feel like Boboli is not great. Like it's a lower level in the game, in my opinion. I've never had a great Boboli pizza, but I have had great, like if you just get the dough, they make it already ready to rock. But
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just, for whatever
reason, from one friend to another, you know,
I thought about Matt on that one. I was like, Kyle would eat it. But I go like, Matt seems crazy enough to actually try to make it.
Man.
I mean,
glad you're telling me this week and not next week. Tell me about how you did it, because it's very much still on the table for 2023.
Oh yeah, it's in play, definitely in play.
All right, boys, there you go. We'll be back next week, and you know, we'll regale you with tales of leftover Thanksgiving pizza. From CTV for Kyle, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Nice. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
I was thinking a little bit recently about time dilation and just, I don't know, this year, we had thought it had gone by really fast. And then last year at this time, our whole building lost power and they put everyone in hotels. I was already back in Seattle for the seasonal popcorn grind, but, I was chatting with the girlfriend about it, and she was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe like that was only a year ago. Like so much we've experienced, so much this year." And so I was just thinking about time, and I don't know if you could go back and tell yourself stuff and whatever. So anyway, top topic this week, kind of a fun one. All right, if you met 16-year-old you and you only have 10 seconds, what do you say? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. If you meet the 16-year-old version of yourself and you only have 10 seconds to say something to your old self, what do you say? Boys?
Ooh.
I know. It's tough.
10 seconds.
Ah, that's a tough one. My first instinct would just be like, prioritize your health more now. Like, start now.
Ooh. Yeah. God, mine are like so self-serving. It's like one of them I don't want to say, but it'd be like, you know, don't date this person. And like, I would probably quote Microsoft's current stock price. You know what I mean? Just like basically like buy it. Like I'd be like Microsoft 373.
Jesus. Like, I mean, that's a good
like,
call.
Think of how much you could fit like tight stuff in there, you know?
Don't like sell your Cisco stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't love you. It's like, what? Jesus, run. So I don't know. Matt?
Oh man.
Jump to mind.
Yeah, the stocks and Bitcoin definitely came to mind.
Put it all on Bitcoin.
Those are the first things.
Dude, that's the move.
I mean, other than that, like, yeah, there's things I could do. I would say I would tell myself that at 16, I would be like, you don't need to go to college, you know, and you don't need to stress about going to college now. And that I can, you know, like, I would say at that time I was getting condemned a lot for having no impulse control. But as I've become an adult, like I've started to, you know, let those, like, it's more fun. Like, I don't know. I let my impulses run my life still. They just turned out okay. So it's like, I don't know. I'd be like, don't listen to grownups. They don't know what they're doing. Bitcoin, Apple, Microsoft.
Every dollar you make into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
16.
Like,
yeah. So,
dude,
yeah.
If I just had, like, because that's like the one thing is like, if I had crazy money right now, I'd be set, dude. But like, you know, I'll get there. But I got health. I got happiness. I just need, you know, the financial aspect of things, you know, and trying to put it more into focus now. So I guess that's why I'm thinking like, damn, dude, if I was 16 and I could just have a few, you know, have that sports almanac from Back to the Future 2, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But you can't. I got 10 seconds. So it's Bitcoin, Apple, Microsoft, Facebook, and then, you know, like, yeah, don't listen to grownups. They don't know anything.
Love that.
Can you imagine how mind blowing it is, though? 16? Like, Bitcoin? Like, what?
Like, it won't be out for another 8 years.
Yeah, dude, Nelly's.
No, it's longer than that.
Still.
Well, for you, it's longer. Yeah. We would have been 16 in 2003.
Is that when Bitcoin started, 2003?
No, it would have been another 8 years. So it's like 2000, I think technically like 2009, but really it kind of started to get more popular around like 2011. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Like 16-year-old me has a pager. Like,
yeah.
Right? Still using America Online. We like invest in Bitcoin. We're like, what the hell is you talking about?
Yeah. It's like, let it all ride on Amazon until Bitcoin comes out and then put it all on Bitcoin.
It would also be kind of fun to be like, this is going to blow your mind. The Patriots are going to get good.
Yeah. You're like, I've been saying it, man. Patriots are going to get good. I've been saying it for years, y'all.
Right. I mean, back then, they're just a doormat. You'd be like, this guy's insane. Future me's insane. He's talking about this Bitcoin and that the Patriots are good.
Yeah.
OJ gets acquitted. Dude, that's wild. You could throw so many crazy, like, so much info.
Well, 6 year old,
think about like 10 seconds, like how much info you could actually get in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we go, happy Thanksgiving, boys. I hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving break. If you don't get a break, hopefully you just enjoy the meal.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know what? I don't know. Have a few more potatoes, have a little roll. Oh, MCTP. Have you heard of the Thanksgiving leftover pizza?
No.
Apparently, people are doing this. Oh. I'm going to try it this year. I'm just going to get a Boboli crust. I guess you put down like potatoes or gravy as like the base and then add like stuffing and some turkey and then some cheese. I've DiGiorno made a frozen one. I've heard it's a thing people do. So like at some point this weekend, I'm going to mess around and be like, I don't know if it's going to turn out good, but like, all right, screw it. Let's try it.
Oh,
dude, it'll turn out good. Although I gotta say, if you can get like some of the pizza dough, I feel like Boboli is not great. Like it's a lower level in the game, in my opinion. I've never had a great Boboli pizza, but I have had great, like if you just get the dough, they make it already ready to rock, but
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just for whatever.
From one friend to another, you know.
I thought about Matt on that one. I was like, Kyle would eat it, but I go like Matt seems crazy enough to actually try to make it.
Man.
I'm
glad you're telling me this week and not next week. Tell me about how you did it because it's very much still on the table for 2023.
Oh, yeah, it's in play. Definitely in play.
All right, boys. There you go. We'll be back next week. And, you know, we'll regale you with tales of leftover Thanksgiving pizza. For MCTV, for Kyle, I'm the Ted Smith, is the podcast. Nice. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.